Hi everyone, Andrew here again. I'm out on a bike ride. It's, what time is it now? It's 9:30. It's warming up a little bit. You see the blue skies here. It's very hard to show you much while I'm on the bike, but I'm getting it done. I'm get up, get out, get it done. I'm doing something today that I know will benefit me in the future. And as we move into the sort of, I suppose the end of the first quarter of December, I'm looking back on the last week and seeing I've done some really good things in terms of health and exercise, mainly the bike riding, one maybe two rides a day. I've got a lot of free time at the moment, so I'm making the most of that to stay healthy and to get myself out and about as much as I possibly can. Now we're moving into the festive season. It's time to, well, I suppose America have already had their Thanksgiving, and as we move into festive season, it's a good chance to review and look back and see what you're thankful for and what you're looking forward to into the new year. And obviously Christmas can be a difficult time for some people as well, but for a majority of the people, it's a joyous time, it's a happy time, it's a time to reflect, it's a time to say thanks, give gifts, receive gifts if you're lucky, and just have good fun. And as we move through into the end of December, we've obviously got the new year and the start of 2023. And I think now that with the COVID, I look back on that and I think, you know, looking back on my videos and going through the COVID time, 2020, 2021, it's a tough time for so many people around the world. 2022 is more of a settling or a resettling, I suppose, getting yourself back to some sort of normality, a different normality perhaps if you've been working from home, etc. But hopefully you're all staying safe and well through that time. And 2023, it would be the year of moving forward, getting back on track, making sure that the things of the past, the COVID is well gone in your mind as well, and you can move on and reset and say what's going to happen, what can I achieve this year, what did I do well in 2022, I need to continue with that. What do I need to do to make my 2023 even better? The goal setting is so powerful. You know, you're more likely to achieve a goal if you actually write it down and set it in stone. And even if you put a timeline to it as well, you know, looking at what they call SMART goals and just making sure you note it and put it in your notes app on your phone perhaps, or if you're using OneNote or something like that, there's many notes apps around, or even just write it on the piece of paper. Stick it on your fridge, stick it where you can see it on a daily basis, so you're moving towards that goal. And the ultimate goal that you might set for yourself has got many stages and what we call the journey towards that goal. And it's key that you enjoy the journey, because generally speaking, when we achieve a goal, the good feeling that we get from achieving that goal doesn't last very long. Even if you spent years and years building towards it, you need to spend the time enjoying the journey. So every step of the way that you're taking, the day-by-day approach that you'll be making, the minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour, whatever it may be to improve yourself. It might be that you set a goal to read more books. I know that's one of my goals for 2023. I love reading, but I've just found too many distractions from other electronic devices that have stopped me sitting down and reading as much as I'd like to in 2022. So again, I'll start the year with that goal to read more, and just enjoy getting into a book and getting into that space. You know, it's I read a quote somewhere that, you know, reading a book is like traveling to another land, another country, another place. It just takes you from where you are now to wherever that book is. And it's a new world, it's exciting, I like reading, so I'm going to do more of that. And obviously more exercise, more health. I've got a good routine going, and it's key that when things change, you keep up that routine, or at least find a new routine that keeps you going. Having moved from Vietnam to Abu Dhabi, I found it a little bit difficult adjusting to a new routine for the exercise, but I found a way that works for me at the moment, and I'm going to continue on that. Watching the videos again over and again and seeing what I was doing when I was doing things well. I was walking a lot, I was exercising on the bike, I was generally moving day to day a lot more than I have been. And that was more to do with the job and the location of my job and how I could get around the facility and walk around and make some checks as part of my day. And then the additional exercise I was doing in the evening was a bonus, whereas now perhaps I'm doing a lot less moving about during the day, but getting out more on the bike and started walking again in the evening. So it's important that you review things on an ongoing basis. I do it week to week, I suppose. I look back on the week that's gone in my apps and I say, well, what did I do that week and what can I do better next week? I don't really go any further back than that at that point. There's no point looking 2-3 weeks before. Look at the week you've just had and say, how can I make the next one better? Because as the three mottos, do something today to improve your tomorrows. If you find you've had a good week and you want to just do the same, just copy what you did the week before. If you find you've got some extra time or extra space to do more, like I have for exercise, then get out and do it. It's going to benefit you in the long run. There's not many short-term benefits in what I'm doing in reality. The first, you know, I feel good after I've done the exercise, but that doesn't last long. But then I look back at the end of the day and I say, I've achieved something there. I got out, I got it done, and I know that the benefits will come to me if I keep doing the same things and adding a few extra ones as well along the way. Healthy eating, obviously cooking for myself at the moment, it's interesting, trying to keep myself away from things like takeaways and bad food, and making sure that I'm eating healthy and looking after myself as well is important, but also nurturing, yeah, I suppose, my brain and watching TV programs. But I've been watching some history stuff, Discovery Channel, and really sort of, I suppose, educating myself, but they're entertaining at the same time, and doing a little bit online studying and trying to move my skills and experiences forward. And obviously reading is something that, like I say, is going to be a big focus for me in 2023. Just coming to a turnaround section here. Sorry you can't see what's happening on the bike. I've not got a phone mount that can show both sides properly. The dual camera that I could use really wouldn't show you much. It'd show me the handlebars really on the front camera. So I just thought I'd give you this front on. It's more about the words than it is about the pictures today. It's a reflective month. It's December. It's a happy time. It's a festive time around the world. You know, remember to say thank you to those that you love and give thanks to the things that have come your way. And look at how you can make 2023 even better. So I'll leave you with those three mottos. Get up, get out, get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrows. And what can be measured can be improved. Have a truly awesome day ahead and the rest of the week. And I'll see you all again soon for another awesome update.